بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب فضل الرجاء. قال الله تعالى إخبارنا عن العبد الصالح، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد، فوقاه الله سيئات ما مكروا، صدق الله العظيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قال الله عز وجل: أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه حيث يذكرني، والله لله أفرح بتوبة عبدي من أحدكم يجد ضالته بالفلاة، ومن تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا، ومن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا، وإذا أقبل إلي يمشي أقبلت إليه وهرول، متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ إحدى روايات مسلم، وتقدم شرحه في الباب قبله. وروي في الصحيحين: وأنا معه حين يذكرني، وفي هذه الرواية حيث، وكلاهما صحيح. This chapter which Imam Nawawi Rahimullah has brought after the chapter Babur Raja, quite a lengthy chapter which we just reached the end of recently. Babur Raja, the chapter which deals with the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This chapter which he has brought, the meaning is very similar to the previous chapter, and we find that the subject matter that is contained in it also is very similar. That chapter was Ar-Raja, hope. This chapter is Fadlul Raja, the fadilat and the virtue of having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the introduction of the previous chapter, we discussed this in quite a great detail, that there are two aspects. One is khawf. Khawf is what we refer to as having fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is absolutely necessary. If you look in Quran, Jannat, Jahannam, 1000 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes on the one hand the pleasures of Jannat, on the other hand the shadeed azab, the terrible punishment, chastisement that is found in Jahannam. Allah's shan, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's greatness is such that Allah's rahmat and mercy is beyond imagination. But in keeping with Allah's shan and azmat, Allah's azab also is beyond imagination. Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafurur rahim. Allah says, tell my slaves, nabbi, inform them, anni ana al-ghafurur rahim. Great emphasis. Without a doubt, I am very merciful, very forgiving. And immediately on the cusp of that, immediately after that, what does Allah say? وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Also inform them that my azab and my punishment is terrible also. عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This word alim means very, very painful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah does not make zulm, Allah does not oppress anyone. So iman on all these verses in the Quran describing Allah's terrible punishment, on the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, definitely this becomes an integral requirement, that khawf, fear should be there in the heart. And this fear is a very, very important component, in the sense that it acts as a deterrent. Deterrent from what? From disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From going against the bounds of Shariat. From disciplining ourselves. It's an important component to cause us to discipline ourselves. And to cause us to stay within the parameters of Shariat. But if a person allows the khawf to overtake him, then what happens? Then the slightest mistake, slightest guna, slightest sin, now you'll go into depression. He won't know which way to turn, he won't know which way to maneuver. Shariat will become too hard for him. Because human beings, we are prone to error, we're going to make mistakes. So, on the other hand, Allah speaks about Jannat. Allah tells us again and again, I am Ghafoorul Rahim, I am very forgiving, I am very compassionate, I am very kind, I am very merciful. So all this on the other hand creates what we call Raja. What is Raja? Hope in Allah's mercy. This inside, this conviction inside, that never mind what mistake I made, never mind what guna I committed, never mind how great a crime I committed, Allah Ta'ala is merciful. My Allah is compassionate. My Allah is very, very kind. Allah Ta'ala will forgive my sins, etc. So this also is necessary. Unfortunately, on the one side we have some people where the khawf becomes so great that they make Shariat almost impossible to follow. Everything is haram. And everyone is going to Jahannam. That is the one side. That also shouldn't be there. And then on the other side, you'll have those people that mashallah, do whatever we like, break whatever command we want, carry on the way we want, and then one big night will come from one salah to the masjid. It's a big night, Allah is very forgiving, very merciful, all my sins are forgiven. That also is incorrect. Allowing hope in Allah's mercy to become a license for us to disobey Allah, that is going beyond the bounds. And allowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's khawf to make us such that we feel that definitely everyone is going to Jahannam, that also is beyond the bounds. There has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. But the advice that ulama ikram give us, they say in the early part of our life, when the temptation to commit guna is strong, and when the physical temperament and ability is there to easily carry out our passions and our desires, you want to go to a haram place, sit down in your car and go. Nothing is stopping you. At that stage of the life, it is important that the khawf, fear as a deterrent is a little bit stronger. And then as you get older, as the qabr is coming closer, as you become more cognizant of how ephemeral and temporary this life is, and as we realize that the moment we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to depart from this world, is coming nearer and nearer, then they say that this aspect of Raja should increase. So that when we leave this world with hope in Allah's mercy, stronger than the khawf of azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamad bin Salama, rahimahullah, we find this aspect very, very strongly in the lives of our Salaf Salihin, our pious predecessors, to such an extent that we find that in the latter part of his life, he said an ajeeb thing, which teaches us the importance of this lesson, that as we get older, let the raja and hope in Allah's mercy increase. But as I cautioned previously, not to the extent where it becomes a license to freely disobey Allah. We have hope in Allah's mercy so that we don't become despondent. He said, Wallahi, لو خيرت بين محاسبة الله لي وبين محاسبة أبوي لاخترت محاسبة الله وذلك لأن الله أرحم بي من أبوي. Ajeeb thing. He said that if I was given a choice, if Allah Ta'ala said to me, O Hamad, on the day of judgment, if Allah said to me, I'm giving you a choice, either your parents take your hisab, or I, Allah, take your hisab, what would you prefer? He said, I would prefer that Allah take my hisab over my parents taking my hisab. In other words, if my hisab, kitab, reckoning on the day of judgment, if I had a choice between my own parents doing it and Allah doing it, I would choose that Allah should do it over my parents. Why? Because he says, by the qasam of Allah, the mercy of my Allah is greater than my parents. So I have more hope and raja that Allah will forgive me over my own parents forgiving me. This is the type of raja and hope that the Salaf Salihin had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned about, a person said to Sa'id bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, Atalallahu baqa'ak. Someone said to Sa'id bin Abdul Aziz, he had reached old age, and like I said, these are our Salaf Salihin, pious people. So he said, he gave him dua. He said, Atal Allahu baqa'ak. May Allah give you long life. Keep you even longer with us. What was his response? He says, بَلْ عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ بِي إِلَىٰ رَحْمَتِهِ بَلْ عَجَّلَ اللَّهُ بِي إِلَىٰ رَحْمَتِهِ He says, you are giving me dua, I'm gone old. You are giving me dua that Allah must keep me even longer. I am waiting for the rahmat of my Allah, for the mercy of my, I want to meet my Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala not accept your dua and very quickly take me away because I want to meet the mercy. I want to experience the mercy and rahmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Fudayl bin Ayaz rahimahullah used to say, وَعِزَّتِهِ لَوْ أَدْخَلَنِ النَّارِ مَا أَيِسْتُ Fudayl bin Ayaz rahimahullah would say, I take qasam on the izzat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, on the jalal of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that if Allah Ta'ala had to put me into Jahannam, then also I wouldn't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. I wouldn't give up, I wouldn't despair. Such is the mercy and compassion and forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is also very, very important. I mention all this as an introduction to this chapter. This chapter is not a lengthy chapter, it's a brief chapter. But it's also very, just as important as the previous one. The slight difference is Imam Nawawi Rahimullah has brought the word fadl in this chapter as compared to the previous one. Previous one, ar-raja, hope in Allah's mercy. This chapter, fadlur raja, the virtue of having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in keeping with his practice, he introduces his chapter with the verse of the Quran. In this instance, literally the translation of the verse, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a little bit of background to this verse, we're not going to go into details. But the Quran tells us, قَالَ الرَّجُلُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانَهُ There was a person amongst the household of Fir'aun in the time of Musa alayhi salam. When Musa alayhi salam claimed to be a Nabi of Allah, obviously Fir'aun and his people opposed Musa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala sent him to the Bani Israel and he gave da'wah to the people of Fir'aun also. So there was one person, Rajulun Mu'min, Quran tells us he was a person of Iman. Yaktumu Imanahu, he concealed his Iman for his own protection, so that he is not killed. But he was from amongst the household of Fir'aun, so he advised the people of Fir'aun, that what is the problem? Why don't you accept this person? He has your good at heart. He is advising you towards believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you accept him and what he's saying is true, you will benefit in this world and in the hereafter. And if what he's saying is not true, his falsehood will eventually be revealed. So what is the problem? Why don't you people bring Iman upon him? So obviously, they didn't listen to him. And halat and conditions later on obviously would turn against him. So in the face of this, of the plight or the difficulty and the tests and trials and tribulations that a da'i, one who is inviting towards truth, inevitably will experience. Part of this incident is this expression, قال الله تعالى إخبارنا للعبد الصالح. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, telling us about a pious person, a good person. Who was that person? رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتب إيمانه. He was a person from the household of Fir'aun who concealed his iman. The end of his da'wah, he said, وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. I surrender all my affairs over.